Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus is speaking. Red words. Red words win. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come. He came on the day of Pentecost. He entered into this earth's atmosphere. He entered into it to stay. Amen. Amen. He will never be run out of here again.
Amen.
Amen. Now, he has come. He is here right now.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall or that will he speak. For he will. Did you hear this? How many I wills he will? He will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will receive of mine and he will show it unto you.
Amen.
He will glorify me, for he will receive of mine and show it unto you. All things, say it. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
He had to say it twice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All things that the Father has, that's all things. Amen. There's no such thing as all things except. No, all things that the Father has, Jesus said, are mine. You tell me, does Jesus have access to everything God has?
Yes, sir.
Did he have access to everything God has when he was in the earth?
Yes.
Don't you remember he said, I could have called a legion of angels. Well, they're his.
Amen.
They're the Father's.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So he had access to however many angels he wanted to call.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, the more you squeeze this, the more comes out of it. You just allow your thinking and your spirit to just soar in this and dream big when you read this. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he will take of mine and he will show it unto you. Now, Jesus is Lord, head of the church.
Amen.
He is responsible for every bit of it.
Yes, he is.
He is responsible for your life. He is responsible for everything about you, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. He is responsible. Amen.
Amen.
But now there's a situation here. Jesus did everything that it takes, everything that it takes for you, me, or anybody else to be born again. Now, he has done everything it takes for any man, woman, or child to be born again, except your and my prayer. He can't pray your prayer for you. He did all the hard part, but he cannot pray your prayer. Because he cannot and will not make your choice for you. And that prayer was a result of a choice that you and I made. Amen. It didn't take a lot of praying. The shortest salvation prayer on record is on the road to Damascus. Lord! That's it. And then the Apostle Paul was later to write, if you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, well, right at that moment, he believed it. And confess him as Lord, you shall be saved. Well, he did. Lord! From that moment, for the rest of the man's life and ministry, Jesus never brought his sin up to him again. Now, he brought it up to the Lord. More than once. He brought it up to the Lord. But if you go back and read that, when Jesus manifested himself to him in the flesh. I mean, he was seeing him and talking to him, and he brought it up to Jesus, and the Lord Jesus never, ever recognized it. He didn't even answer him what he was saying. He just went on talking to him. It's like he never said it. As far as Jesus was concerned, he just assumed he hadn't. Amen. Because that was done. Hallelujah. Now, all things. He is responsible for every person in this room. He is responsible for every born again believer on the face of the earth. He is not responsible for those that have not made him Lord. He's not covenant responsible to them. Jesus is directing the body of Christ through the Spirit of God in the earth all the time. All the time. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are doing their part. All the time. All the time. The Holy Ghost is hearing in your behalf all the time. Therefore, he's speaking to you all the time. He is never static. He is never still. He's speaking all the time. All the time. All the time. Now I'm going to close it this morning with this in James chapter 1. If any of you, verse 5, lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men. How many men?
All
men. Now, we've seen the process by which he does that. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is responsible. He is speaking to the Holy Spirit. He is giving the Holy Spirit wisdom for you and your life and everything it could possibly touch or have anything to do with. Every hour, every day, day in, day out, the heaven is producing and heaven is declaring and heaven is planning. All of the witnesses are planning. They're planning out your life and planning your ministry, and they've got the plan to keep you from getting bogged down over here and keep you from getting fouled up over here and all of that and all that. And is every day showing you things to come.
Yes.
Then why are we not doing any better job of hearing it? Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's for you to answer in your life. But, Brother Copeland, how do I do it? Well, you do have a Bible with James in it. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptation, tests, and trials, knowing this, say it, I know this, that the trying of my faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work. that I may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now let's get down to business. I know that. I know that's God's will. I know He wants me perfect. I know He wants me entire. I know He wants me in a place where I have no wants, I have no unmet needs in my life. Glory to God. I know that. Now, any man that lacks wisdom, what wisdom? About the test, temptation, and trial. Let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth. Upbraid means to find fault. He upbraids not, and it shall be given him. In other words, some fault in your life, you may be sprawled out on the floor of your jail cell, and you just come to yourself crying out to God. All of that mess you got into that got you in that to start with is not going to keep God from giving you His wisdom on how to deal with it, how to give Him glory and get out of here. Hallelujah. Now, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. He that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. You start off, have faith in God. If you're going, it is by faith. All right, you start out obeying what Jesus said. Yes, sir. I receive that command, sir. I have faith in God. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Then the 23rd verse has to do with the words of your mouth. Faith words. Whosoever say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. So if it's going to be by faith, then we're going to have to inquire of the Lord for words to say concerning this faith project, for lack of a better word, of receiving His wisdom in my life and in the situations that I'm facing, the test, temptation, and the trial of my life. Then the 24th verse. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. You notice the word them is in italics? Well, them, the next them is also in italics. When you pray, believe you receive, and you shall have. So when we pray concerning His wisdom and the fact that He said He would give it, and the fact that Jesus said the Spirit of God will speak it to you, then at that moment, we take that wisdom. We know now it is God's will. And besides that, in the book of Colossians, it said that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. Glory to God. Filled with it. So it is God's will for you to have it. It is God's will for me to have it. It is God's will for me to be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And that's the way I'm coming out of this. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
So I'm not waiting to become entire, wanting nothing in the name of Jesus while I am bringing this petition before the throne of grace in faith. As far as I'm concerned, I am entire, wanting nothing.
Amen. Amen.
So from this point, I'll never, ever say anything else.
Amen.
Never, because Satan's going to put pressure on you, try to get you to break it by talking other stuff.
That's right.
Now, but we're not done. You say it. You take it. But verse 25, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now tie that up with Hebrews 12, 1, laying aside the sin that so easily besets us and run this race, unhindered, in other words, by all the junk that's been pulling us back. Clean house. I mean, just fall on your face, say, glory to God. Yes, sir, I did it, and I repent of it, and it's done. Hallelujah. I receive your blood. I receive your cleansing, and I receive my forgiveness. But when you stand praying, so you can see that all of this is one process he's talking about. Jesus didn't say, okay, now verse 24. No, all this is one statement. Have faith in God.
Amen.
Now, whosoever. So, have faith in God. Now, whosoever that accepts that command, have faith in God, has the divine authority to carry it out all the way to heaven's success.
Amen.
It's all right there. But don't stop with the end of verse 24. When you stand praying, forgive. That's part of the process. It is lined up so that the most important part of it is at the end rather than at the start. Have faith in God. Yeah, that's fine, but if you don't forgive, now your faith isn't working. Why? Because faith worketh by love, and love forgives. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the Word of God tells you to forgive when you have aught against any. And our commandment is to love one another and believe on the name of His Son, Jesus.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.